Hello everyone, welcome or welcome back to my YouTube channel or my podcast And Life Goes On by Tanvi, and I am Tanvi. So of course, like, if you're listening to my podcast, very warm welcome, and if you're on the YouTube channel, a very warm welcome to you as well. So like you know, in my past couple of episodes, I have been uploading the audio and the videos both, just so that I can reach out a wider audience. So this episode in particular is something that's that took me a lot of time to record, because I wanted to record it from a place of a lot of care and empathy, and yeah, like being very careful about what I'm talking about. So of course, the intentions behind recording this episode are extremely pure, and I really hope that it reaches to people who are in true need of it, and it helps you in some way, in some possible way. Okay, I really hope that this episode sort of helps you, if not come completely out of your miseries, but to just, you know, feel that there's always a solution to every problem. Okay, so before I go on and start today's topic, I would just like to say that this episode is in no way a sort of a replacement for seeking professional help. If in case you or your loved one is going through such an episode, is experiencing suicidal thoughts, of course, please, please, please seek professional help. Please seek professional help. This episode is in no way giving you a replacement of any kind of professional therapy. This is just to raise awareness and to help you understand your perspective when you experience such thoughts, and at the same time, what to do if in case your loved one is going through such an episode. However, this is, again, I repeat, not a replacement for seeking professional help. You have to seek professional help, please. This is of extreme, extreme, extreme importance. At the same time, if this video feels triggering, if this audio podcast episode feels triggering at any time, please feel free to close it, okay? Please do not stick to it. Just leave it, okay? Just leave it. It's just some random girl talking on YouTube on a video. So please let it be. Just let it pass, okay? So this episode is sort of very close to my heart, because this thing is something that I've experienced all my childhood and throughout my adult life. I couldn't find a reason as to why I was experiencing these thoughts. I did not know why and how to seek help for it, because it was very difficult to seek help, to talk about this. It took not just courage, but I can't explain, you know. It took a lot of acceptance, not just from self, but also a huge amount of external validation that I was looking for while I was going through these thoughts throughout my life. So I have divided this episode in specific segments. So firstly, we're going to talk about what exactly suicidal thoughts are. Then we're going to talk about why do people experience that. And then, of course, I'm going to give certain ways and methods of dealing with them for you and for your loved ones. So I'm going to take both perspectives of the person who goes through such a traumatic mental experience, at the same time somebody who has a loved one going through these things. So it's difficult for both of them, and on some level, though we all try to be the right thing, do the right thing all the time, but we still become very triggering to each other, especially the closest ones, people who are closest to us. So so I hope this gives like a clear idea of what to do in such cases. I want to start by saying that no it is not okay to feel this way. It is not okay. It is not the best feeling, and it is definitely not okay to be feeling these feelings. It is not okay to have thoughts of attempting suicide, you know. It's not all right to feel this way. And yes, if your loved one is going through this, then again, it is not all right to feel this way. It is not okay. Because understand that fear of death is one thing that every organism that's alive on earth has imbibed, okay, naturally into them. It is something that we all have, and it is there for a reason. However, opposing this fear of death and overcoming the fear of death for the sake of not wanting to live is not okay. Hence, you or your loved one must seek help. And I'm saying this in a way of not being okay, not saying that it is that, you know, I'm not passing a moral compass on the fact that this is wrong and you should not do this and you are this and you're bad and you are whatever. But I'm just saying that you are right. It is not okay to feel this way. The second thing that I want to say is that it is also not okay to take this lightly. If you are having suicidal thoughts, or if somebody close to you has suicidal thoughts, it is not something to be made fun of. It is not something to be rejected. It is not something to feel ashamed of. It is not something to just, you know, just slide under the rug, thinking that it'll pass, it'll go away, and it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. Yes. It is not okay to feel this way. Yes. You need help. Yes. You need love. Yes. Now let's take another perspective. Okay. And this comes from my therapist. My therapist a few years back, he told me when I was discussing about my personal suicidal thoughts, my therapist said that, you know, nobody in this world wants to die. People who have suicidal thoughts do not want to end their life, okay? Because that's something that's unnatural to every human being. All they ever want is maybe for a situation in the outside world to change. Getting my point? So nobody, no one wants to die. Nobody wants to die. All we need is to change a situation that's been bothering us. Could be, I don't know, a failed marriage, could be anything that can literally be, you know, making you feel hopeless in life. And all a person who is suffering from suicidal thoughts, be it you or someone close to you, all they ever need, they will ever need, apart from love, is hope. Is hope that things will turn out to be okay. Now, the third thing I want to say is that end of a situation that is not making you happy does not mean the end of the world. Okay? If, for example, a marriage ends, a relationship ends, and a job ends, or anything, I'm not invalidating it. I'm not saying that it's not difficult to go through that. I'm not saying that, please let it be. So what? People go through breakups every day, and it's not supposed to give you the pain that you are feeling. But it's always, all I want to say is that it is not the end of the world. There is a world that resides on the other side of this ending that you feel is sort of an ending. So for the people who are experiencing these suicidal thoughts themselves, I want to say that life will always be filled with problems. Life, and the fact that you want life to be without problems, is the main problem. You will be in a lot of pain as long as you expect life to be all rainbows and sunshines without any problems. There will be struggles in your life. There will be. Sometimes you might expect a relationship to go a specific way, but it will not. Sometimes you might expect a career situation to go in a specific direction, but it won't. Sometimes you might expect a parent to act in a specific way, but it won't. Sometimes you might expect you to act or achieve a specific goal in your life, and you won't. But this fear of failure is all an illusion. Okay? Failure is not the end of the world. It's just your perception. Again, I spoke about this in some other video, I think on my show, The Tarot Tanvi on One India News. I spoke about this there, that this comes from the problem-oriented mentality. When our focus is too much on the problem and not on resolving a problem. Again, I repeat, I'm not trying to demean your problems. I'm not trying to say that, please, so what if you're going through that? Just have a drink and it'll be okay. No, it will not be okay. You are going through something and you need to validate yourself. That's a big deal to you, and that's all that matters. I don't care if it's a big deal to other people or not. If it's a big deal to you, it is important. It matters if it's a big deal to you. Okay? But at the same time, I want to say that end of a situation is not the end of the world. There is always hope. There will always be new situations, new problems that you will come out of. You will definitely come out of. Okay? Now, for the people who have a loved one going through suicidal thoughts. Firstly, again, please do not take it lightly. Please do not pass judgment. Please don't think that, you know, you have the authority to decide on what is important for your loved one and what should be seem problematic to them and what should not seem problematic to them. Let's take an example of a small child or you, for example, okay, all of us. When we used to go to school, like for example, me, I hated going to school, okay, as a kid. I did not like to study. I didn't like the anxiety that I had, the pressure that I had, that I put on myself to excel in studies, the pressure that I got from my peers to excel, you know, to have specific grades in my school. There was a lot, and now when I look back, I cannot say that that was an easy thing. No, it made me feel horrible at that time. Now for a child, in a similar way, the exam pressure might seem like the biggest pressure in this world. Okay, now however, for as an adult, we might feel that, okay, you know what, there are bigger problems in life, so please just shut up, please don't do this. If somebody's problem is not big enough for you, then there's a problem with you. Okay? There will never be anybody's problem that will be too big to handle. There are no problems that are too big to handle, and I believe that. But at the same time, invalidating somebody's problems because they might not be as big a deal to you as they are to your loved one is a huge, huge, huge problem. So if your loved one is going through something like this, please do not invalidate their problems. Please do not say that. At the same time, I would also like to say that do not pass judgments. Like, don't say that this is a very negative or an evil thing to think. How can you even think about this? Because understand that even if as a joke, somebody jokes about suicide, it's not a joke. Never even take a joke about suicide as just a joke. Like, nobody who is not having suicidal thoughts would even joke about having suicidal thoughts. This is something that we really need to keep in mind. So if your child or if anybody around you is just joking about having suicidal thoughts, because probably they don't know how to say it in a more serious way and express themselves and their thoughts, please do not take that lightly. Now, I remember there are so many people who have such expert views on suicide, you know, and these are the people who have somehow, and it's a very good thing that they have never experienced such a condition. But if you haven't experienced it, please don't tell somebody else that them experiencing suicide is a very selfish thing. How can you do this? How can you think about this? Don't you know? Don't you love your parents? Don't you love this person? Don't you love that person? Of course they do. Understand that when a person is having such thoughts, imagine the level of hopelessness they have inside of them. Imagine that they don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Imagine that they're really chasing darkness and they don't see a way out. You getting my point? So it's please, please, please be very mindful of the things that come out of your mouth when somebody close to you is having such thoughts. So now I'm gonna come to the aspect of why people experience suicidal thoughts. Now I'm gonna talk about this from the perspective of Ayurveda. So in according to Ayurveda, we have three doshas, Kapha, Pitta and Vata, or Kapha, Pitta, Vata, whatever is the pronunciation, okay, whatever you like. The English translation to this would be Kapha is the water, Pitta is the fire, and Vata is the air. Okay, so air are your thoughts. Pitta is the fire energy, okay, that helps you create things, you know, chase goals, do work hard, be diligent. And at the same time, Kapha is the water that helps you rest, that helps you relax. Now when there's an imbalance or when there is a Pitta type of depression, okay, now depression in Ayurveda are also categorized into different parts. When there is a Pitta depression, which means that there's an excess of fire or an imbalance of the fire element in our bodies, that is when we have suicidal thoughts. That is when a person's depressive episode might turn into suicidal thoughts, might include suicidal thoughts. Now let's understand what an imbalanced Pitta or an imbalanced fire energy feels like. An imbalanced fire energy in the body feels like too much pent up anger, too much stored anger, okay? Like there's a lot of anger within you and you might not have a reason, okay? But no, there's no real reason to feel angry, okay? Anger is just an emotion. And I just want to say that we all have the right to feel angry. Now what happens is this relationship with anger plays a huge role in a person's life who has suicidal thoughts. When your relationship with anger is not healthy, when you think that being angry is a bad thing, when you think that the fact that you feel anger means that you are a bad person, when you think that all the good people in this world are supposed to be calm and composed and cool and collected all the time, that's not true. You know, I was having this conversation with my mom very recently when she said that, you know, so-and-so is such a nice person that they are very cool and collected. And a person should be cool all the time. And I said that, no, I feel that there's something wrong with people who are cool all the time. People that do not feel emotions on a deep level do have an issue. You getting my point? They have a tendency of suppressing their emotions. So I'm saying this in a way that feeling angry is not a bad thing. However, thinking that anger is a bad thing or using anger to hurt somebody else or hurt yourself in this case is definitely harmful. Okay, anger is the most beautiful and the most misunderstood emotions of all. We all feel angry. It's your birthright to feel angry. You can use anger to work out. You can use anger to work hard in life. You can use anger to find solutions in life. Or you can use anger to harm yourself or harm somebody else. This happens when you sort of try to suppress anger. When you don't want to address the fact that you are angry and you feel angry, and the fact that you feel angry is completely normal. The fact that it is, if it's an emotion, then you have the right to feel every emotion as a human being. Getting my point? Now, anger is not a bad thing. Again, like I listed, there are different ways of releasing anger from our body, and pent up anger, stored anger, leads to suicidal thoughts. Okay, so let's like be very clear with it, that there's nothing wrong with feeling angry. I repeat, it's not a bad emotion. Please, no emotion is good or bad. Let's again remove the judgment, remove the labels from every emotion. Now, for somebody who has a closed one going through, who have a closed one experiencing suicidal thoughts, I know it's not easy for you to see that somebody close to you is experiencing something that's like suicidal thoughts. And I know that it might bring up a lot of anger inside you as well. And probably if you're a parent, understand that your relationship with anger also needs to be healed on a specific level. And at the same time, I want to say not to take things personally. You know, so many times we take things so personally and we begin blaming ourselves. For example, if your friend or if a family member is experiencing suicidal thoughts, most of us have a tendency to start finding flaws in ourselves. Now, what happens in this case is that you block the other person from opening up completely with you, okay? And you make the situation entirely about you. I know it comes from a good place, it comes with good intentions, but somehow you still end up making all the situations about you when it was primarily never about you. It was about the other person who is trying to open up to you about such a deep secret that's there inside their souls and their hearts. You know, so please do not take anything personally. Okay, that's another strong message that I have for you. If your loved one is going through something, do not take things personally. Please seek professional help and do not take anything on you. Don't think that you are to be blamed, but at the same time, please be very mindful, caring, and please, all you need to do is just to give the other person assurance. I repeat, nobody ever wants to die out of suicide. Nobody wants to die. None of us want to. That's just going against our animalistic instincts. No one in this world wants to die. We all want to change our situations. It is just that most of us, we fail to see a solution to our problems. So like family members or as loved ones of somebody who is experiencing such thoughts, all you need to do is to just assure them that we will try our best. Let's together find a solution to assure that they are not alone in this. Okay? Now, finally, as a solution, you know, apart from understanding your relationship with anger and using it in a more productive way, working out, and of course, seeking professional help, I would also like to say that when we look at life from the perspective of spirituality, it really helps a lot. Like it has personally helped me, because when we shift our focus from our problems in the exterior world and we detach ourselves and we start looking at every problem as a life lesson to something that we chose to experience. Understand that spiritually, it is said that every soul chooses its lessons before incarnating into this world. And we get a chance to incarnate on earth after thousands and thousands and thousands of years. I don't know how many years. So we wait to be incarnated on earth so that we can learn and grow spiritually and on a soul level. Now, if you have this chance to, you know, come on earth and incarnate and grow as a person, understand that every lesson that you are going through is something that you have deliberately chosen, because you knew that your soul has the answer to every problem that you will ever face. To come out of every situation that you will ever face, you are facing, you can possibly ever face in your entire life. Okay, so this is something that really helped me personally. At the end, I would just like to say that life is a precious gift, And I know that this sounds something that we all have always heard. Also that every problem comes with a solution. And you're not alone, you know. It's important for us to remind ourselves every single day that no matter what, we are not alone. When I started preaching spirituality and I realized how supported I am, not just in the physical realm, in the earthly realm, but also in the spiritual world, when I felt a strong connection and I physically felt embraced from my angels, from my guardian angel, from my archangels, from my ancestors, I could receive their messages and I had the privilege to, you know, rise up higher on my spiritual journey, I realized that really human life is a gift. So please understand that every situation, no matter how hard it seems right now, eventually goes away. Every pain, every emotion is temporary and it will all go away. Everything is gonna go away, okay? Every problematic thing is gonna go away. So I hope that this gave a little bit of a perspective and I hope that this was helpful in some possible way, okay? So if you like this video, please don't forget to like, share and subscribe and maybe share it with somebody who might need to listen to it and comment. And of course, and life goes on. And I will see you again next time. Bye-bye, take care.